J7. Number 5B.
All right, and therefore, that duality has to be resolved. And then the last step that I'm going to work with us with just is method on how to love these 8 steps. Then the next step is the 4th step, thinking in the tonality of the synonyms for God. And then the question, ask yourself and see how what Kapler says about it on page 5 in his booklet. What is reality now to the standpoint of step 4? And here the synonymy principle comes in, where these ideas, for example, under mind, don't exist just as isolated single ideas. But what we see is all these ideas under mind stand for mind, and so the rule is I begin to learn how to interrelate the ideas under every synonym. Now comes the blending. We saw what the difference between all the ideas under mind. Now we see how the ideas just under mind itself begin to intra-relate with each other, not interrelate with the ideas of the other synonyms, but intra-relate within mind. And by going over in a prayerful way how these ideas begin to intra-relate, how mind is creator and how a creator can't be a creator unless it produces something, and how a creator is a producer, therefore it must be the parent mind, and how that parent mind is always a parent which is forming something, it's causing something. A parent is always the first. Something can't be creative unless it has power in action. You see, you begin to interrelate the ideas of mind by seeing how all those ideas really interrelate. They blend and they have a core meaning. And that core meaning all stands for the under the roof symbol mind. So mind suddenly has a tone. All those ideas under mind that we see interrelate suddenly are just giving off a tone which is called mind. But it's that tone we want. And that tone is then, the tonality is what reads the Bible, reads the textbook, and reads life experience. You just say, oh, I hear the tone mind in that experience. I hear the tone mind in that phrase of the Bible, or I hear the tone mind in that point of science and health. Oh, that was a mind experience I just had. It brought out how everything is just intelligent in the universe. Or you go over all the ideas of spirit the same way in interrelating and begin to see, oh, well, spirit is that synonymous term that stands for the only reality. Hence it handles duality. Hence spirit is that which separates the real from the unreal because it's handling duality. How? By focusing on the worship or baptism. By focusing only on what is real, it causes the new birth in me, the birth to go forward in the spiritual realm. To focus only on ideas that's going to bear fruit, and I'm going to experience the ideational I in the universe. And that is going to be an ordered birth, and it's going to be a pure birth, and it's going to be a good birth. And suddenly we begin to get, by going over and interrelating the ideas of spirit, a tone which is called spirit. But it's that tone we want. It's that tone that reads the universe, including man. That's tonality building. And so that begins to work in our consciousness in the exercise there for step 4. And you can go over it. Where now we see we have gone from the sense of the idea I, ideational I, now into the synonym I. Where the I is defined through the divine tonality of the whole synonym. So in this exercise, as we're beginning to drop off the personal I to the I am, and we're beginning to resolve duality within us, in this exercise we would just say under mind, I am one with the whole tone mind. Or I am one with the whole tone spirit. Or I'm one with the whole tone soul. Or I'm one with the whole tone principle, life, truth, and love. A wonderful, ordered, step-by-step, gradual gaining our oneness with seeing the world as God sees the world, to let science inform us about the perfect man, to have us see the young girl rather than the old woman. We're beginning already to begin to see the world a lot clearer from a higher spiritual standpoint, and that heals. That changes our view of reality, and the new heaven and the new earth will come forward. It's like Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Behold the man. Come out of your dream of illusions and see the world as God sees you here and now. He awakened Lazarus out of his stupidity that he died in matter to begin to identify himself as I am one with mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And by doing this, we begin to see that we start that resolving of duality into oneness. And yet you will see that there's an anomaly on step four, that there still seems to exist some sense of duality between the synonym I and the I am God, of which then we can see that in the exercising to the oneness with being, as we go on in the booklet, we come to this fifth step, where finally only the synonym of God in us can be one with the synonym of God, and forward on and onward until we reach, as I said, the level of science itself, and that demonstrates itself. That oneness of the structure of reality and the structure of consciousness is one and the same. And through reasoning with symbols, we have gone through symbols and past symbols into the realm of reality itself. And that is open to consciousness, is open to revelation, reasoning out from the divine mind. And that brings demonstration, because it only beholds in science the perfect man. And that correct view heals the sick. Okay, that's the assignment for this next experience, and I hope in this area and around Portland, we'll certainly let you know when we would want to cover such a subject. It's very, very important. I feel it's by my prayerful oneness with this subject one could really get a hold of what Mrs. Eddy has given us in the textbook and what the biblical writers have given us in the Bible. So I thank you very much, and have a happy adventure on the assignment.